In November, Paul introduces his band Wings in the Lyceum Ballroom in London.
With the Beatles, we stopped playing live for a while and went right into recording and did a lot of that. But I've recently decided that I miss just playing just to people, you know, and just... I mean, you know, the idea, the kind of ideas we've had, you know, it would be to really get right to people rather than even doing these big, great big seaters, you know, turning up at a place almost unannounced. I still don't know whether we can do it, you know. A lot of people say, oh, you can never do that, you're never going to get away with it. But I think, you know, the idea is like sort of turning up in a caravan somewhere, opening the back doors and blasting and then just gather a crowd. Because then the idea then is that the crowd will just be people from that area rather than all people with notebooks and stuff waiting to judge you and say, oh, I don't like that. Ooh.
On December 1st, 1971, Apple releases in the U.S. Happy Xmas, War is Over, by John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Plastic Ono Band with the Harlem Community Choir. John and Huey McCracken play acoustic guitars. Nicky Hopkins plays chimes, piano, and glockenspiel, and Jim Keltner plays drums and sleigh bells. The single took a year to be released in Britain because of publishing problems. John and Yoko wrote the piece together. John said, "We're just as responsible as the man who pushes the button. The idea that somebody either is going to give us power or has made us go to war or not made us go to war, that God in the sky is a separate thing, that we're separate nations, religions, whatever, as long as people imagine that someone is doing something to them and that they have no control, then they have no control."